Welcome back to the Deep Dive. You're listening because you want the full story fast without getting bogged down.
Exactly. We cut through the noise.
And today we're diving into something I've actually been using myself, Provident. It's an oral probiotic supplement.
Ah, yes. Provident.
It's definitely generated some buzz. It takes a different angle compared to, your typical toothpaste and mouthwash routine.
It really does. And honestly, I've been so impressed. I was a bit skeptical, maybe, but I started taking it a few months ago.
What's your take?
Well, the biggest thing for me was my gums. They just feel healthier, less sensitive, and
Yeah.
my breath is noticeably fresher, like all day long.
That's significant. Those are common goals for people looking into oral health products.
Totally. And it's so easy. It's just this little chewable tablet. Tastes quite nice, actually. Not chalky or anything. No weird aftertaste.
Ease of use is definitely a plus. If it's a hassle, people won't stick with it.
Exactly. Plus, I used to get twinges with really hot coffee or ice cream. That's pretty much gone now. So, yeah, I genuinely recommend it. Good to hear firsthand experience.
And hey, if you're already intrigued, there's a link right in our description for special discounted pricing on Provident. Seriously, check it out. We'll mention it again, but it's a good deal.
Okay, so let's break it down. What is Provident, fundamentally?
Right. Let's get into the nitty-gritty.
Well, at its core, it's described as a clinical-grade oral probiotic complex.
Okay, probiotic complex. So, like, the stuff for your gut, but for your mouth.
Pretty much, yeah. The key difference from, say, antiseptic mouthwashes is the approach. Instead of trying to kill all bacteria, Provident aims to selectively boost the good bacteria.
Ah, okay. So it's about balance, not annihilation.
Exactly. It populates your mouth with billions of beneficial microbes. The idea is these good guys help fight cavities, detoxify enamel naturally, and keep your gums healthy.
So they sort of crowd out the bad ones.
In a way, yes, they compete for resources and space, and Provident also works to actively starve and destroy the harmful strains, the ones behind plaque, decay, gum disease, bad breath, all that fun stuff.
Makes sense. It sounds less harsh than some methods.
It's designed to be. A key component they talk about is the BioFresh Clean Complex.
BioFresh, what's that?
It's pitched as a proprietary enzyme matrix. Think of it as something that dissolves those really stubborn biofilms.
Biofilms, like that sticky, invisible layer on your teeth.
That's the one. Brushing doesn't always get rid of it completely. This complex helps break it down, which then allows the good bacteria more room to, well, flourish.
Okay, so it clears the path. What else is in there working together?
Good question. Besides BioFresh, you've got cranberry extract.
Interesting. Usually you hear about that for UTIs.
Right. But here it's about preventing bacteria from sticking to teeth. Then there are four specific probiotic strains, about 3.5 billion CFUs, colony-forming units.
So a decent amount of the good bacteria.
Seems like it. Plus, purple carrot powder for antioxidants and organic xylitol.
Oh, xylitol. I know that one. Isn't it a kind of sweetener that's actually good for teeth?
That's right. It doesn't feed the bad bacteria like sugar does. So all these ingredients are meant to work synergistically.
To clean, protect, and sort of rebuild the oral environment.
That's the goal. Clean, protect, rebuild from the inside out. And it's made by Adam Naturals, apparently in the U.S., in FDA-registered and GMP-certified facilities.
Okay, good to know about the manufacturing standards. And it's chewable tablets, right? How many a day?
Yep, chewables, 60 per bottle. And the usual dose is 2 tablets daily. The main idea is balancing that oral microbiome.
Got it. Let's maybe dig into those ingredients a bit more, like the xylitol you mentioned.
Sure. Organic xylitol does more than just sweeten. It's known for helping keep breath fresh, but crucially, it supports that healthy microbiome balance.
How does it do that?
Well, it seems to hinder plaque formation and makes it harder for bacteria to stick to your teeth. Plus, it actually inhibits the acid production by some decay-causing bacteria.
Oh, wow. So it actively fights against cavities.
The evidence suggests so. It also stimulates saliva, which is your mouth's natural defense mechanism, washing away food bits, neutralizing acids.
Okay, so xylitol is a real workhorse in there. What about that BioFresh complex again? What's its main job?
BioFresh is primarily about tackling those stubborn biofilms we mentioned. Breaking them down makes it harder for pathogens to settle in.
Right, clearing the decks.
Exactly. It supports the overall healthy microbiome, contributes to fresh breath by breaking down certain compounds, and just creates a cleaner slate for the probiotics.
Makes sense. And the cranberry, how does that stop stickiness?
Cranberry contains compounds called proanthocyanidins, KEs for short. These PAKEs seem to interfere with the ability of bacteria, especially the plaque-forming types, to adhere to tooth surfaces and gum tissue.
So it literally makes your mouth slipperier for bad bacteria.
That's a good way to put it. Less adhesion means less chance for colonies to form and cause trouble, like plaque and decay. Some research even hints at benefits against oral cancer, but the main focus here is anti-stickiness.
Fascinating. And purple carrot powder. I wouldn't have guessed that one.
Yeah, it's less common. It's packed with antioxidants. Specifically anthocyanins, those are the pigments that make things purple or blue.
Like blueberries.
Exactly. These antioxidants are great generally, but in the mouth, they might help support gum tissue health and regeneration. Some even suggest they could aid tooth mineralization. Plus, you get systemic antioxidant protection.
So a bit of an all-rounder. And then the probiotics themselves, the four strains, what are they doing specifically?
They're the core of the Rebalancing Act. They directly compete with harmful bacteria, reducing their numbers. They can lower acid production, which protects enamel.
Okay.
They also help manage inflammation in the gums, which is key for treating or preventing gum disease. They reduce plaque buildup, fight bad breath at the source by changing the microbial balance.
Oh, quite a list.
And they support the immune response right there in the gum line. Importantly, they help maintain these positive results long-term, assuming consistent use.
That's crucial. It's not just a temporary fix. And, you know, speaking of results, a quick reminder for everyone listening that special discount link for Provident is in the description below. Worth checking out if this sounds like it could help you.
Good reminder.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned feeling better overall.
Hmm.
Do people report benefits beyond just the mouth?
Yeah, I wondered about that too.
Well, there's the whole gut-mouth axis concept. The microbiomes are connected. So improving oral health could potentially have knock-on effects for gut health.
Okay.
And reducing oral inflammation might lower systemic inflammatory markers, which could maybe benefit cardiovascular health. The antioxidants also contribute to overall immunity. Some ingredients like xylitol might even support healthy blood sugar.
So some potential wider benefits, even if the main focus is the mouth.
Exactly. The primary direct benefits are oral, but the connections are there. It's complex, but interesting.
Very interesting. And what about other users? I know I'm happy, but what's the general consensus? You mentioned Buzz earlier.
Yeah, the feedback seems overwhelmingly positive. They mentioned having over, I think it's now over 103,000 verified customers. And a lot of reviews.
That's a lot of people.
It is. People report things like gum bleeding stopping completely. That's a big one for many folks. Reduced dental bills, which everyone loves.
Definitely.
Fresher breath, obviously. Some even mention natural teeth whitening, maybe from reduced staining or healthier enamel, stronger feeling teeth, less plaque buildup noticed by themselves or their dentists.
Like Jessica Moreno, Greg Tanner, Michelle Liu. I remember seeing some of those names in the reviews. Real people seeing real changes.
Exactly. Yeah. Alan Ramirez, Tina Lang, Brandon Ellis. Mm-hmm. The testimonials highlight those kinds of improvements consistently. Reduced bleeding, stronger teeth, fresher breath, less plaque, even positive feedback from dentists. It paints a pretty compelling picture.
It really does align with my own experience, which is reassuring. Now, no product is perfect, right? Are there any common complaints or concerns people should be aware of?
That's fair. One major issue that seems to pop up is related to where people buy it. There are apparently counterfeit versions floating around on places like Amazon or eBay.
Oh, really? Like knockoffs?
Yeah. And people who buy those obviously don't get the real deal, and then they complain it doesn't work or causes issues. So the company stresses, and it's important, only buy from the official website to guarantee you're getting the genuine product.
That's crucial advice. Stick to the official source. Anything else?
Sometimes it's about expectations. Because it works by balancing the microbiome, it's not instantaneous. You won't chew one tablet and have perfect teeth the next day.
Right, it takes time. Like how long typically?
Most users report noticing improvements within, say, 2 to 4 weeks. But the really significant transformations, the deep microbiome shifts, might take closer to 2 months, maybe even longer for some. It requires consistency.
So patience is key. It's a biological process, not magic.
Precisely.
Yeah.
And just to reiterate, it is made in those FDA-registered, GMP-certified facilities. It's non-habit-forming, stimulant-free, allergen-free generally, and they offer that 60-day money-back guarantee.
That guarantee is huge. It really lowers the risk if you're on the fence.
Absolutely. It shows the company has confidence in the product.
So for someone ready to give it a go, how should they best use it? You said 2 tablets a day. Any specific timing?
The common recommendation is actually after brushing your teeth, maybe especially at night.
Oh, why at night?
The thinking is, your mouth is relatively clean after brushing, and saliva production slows down overnight. This might give the probiotics a better chance to colonize and establish themselves without being immediately washed away.
That makes a lot of sense. Let them settle in overnight.
Exactly. And maybe use lukewarm water if you're rinsing, not super hot or cold.
Mm.
Also, pairing it with a diet that's generally lower in sugar and processed foods can help, as that supports a healthier microbiome overall.
Good point. Don't feed the bad guys while you're trying to help the good guys.
Right. And consistency is paramount. They often suggest using it for at least 3 to 6 months to see the maximum potential for oral regeneration. Maybe even skip harsh antiseptic mouthwashes initially to give Provident a clear field to work.
Solid advice. Be consistent, give it time, maybe take it at night. And just one last time, folks, that link for the special Provident pricing is waiting for you in the description. It's the best way to get the genuine article and save some money.
Definitely use the official link.
So, wrapping this up, what's the main takeaway here, if you remember one thing about Provident?
I'd say it's that Provident represents a shift towards working with your body's natural systems, specifically the oral microbiome, rather than just against the symptoms.
Yeah, focusing on the root cause, the bacterial balance.
Precisely. It's a science-backed approach using probiotics and complementary natural ingredients to foster a healthier mouth from the inside out.
And based on my experience in the reviews, it seems to work really well for a lot of people.
Mm.
We're talking better gum health, fresher breath, less plaque, maybe even whiter teeth, and fewer sensitivities.
Those are the commonly reported benefits, yes.
So if you're maybe frustrated with traditional methods or just looking for that extra edge in your oral care, Provident seems like a really solid option to consider.
Especially with that 60-day guarantee providing a safety net.
Totally risk-free to try. It really makes you think, doesn't it? How much of our overall health starts right there in our mouths? Rebalancing that one ecosystem, what else could it influence?
That's a fantastic question to ponder. The connections between oral health and systemic well-being are becoming clearer all the time. It might just be a missing piece for some people's health puzzle.
Absolutely. Food for thought. Okay, final reminder link in the description for the best Provident deal. Thanks for tuning in to The Deep Dive.
Thanks, everyone.